Sure, these kinds of events happen all the time in San Francisco and New York, but there's something different about this gathering. The mayor is here, and there are dozens of men and women with deep pockets rubbing shoulders. They're walking around the room taking notes, offering advice, and they're all smiling. Adam Hill, director of the business incubator Packard Place, tells the crowd that a new initiative called RevTech is making a difference.
When we started RevTech, the idea was we had to have great companies, we had to have great mentors, and then we had to have a great demo day.
He introduces Zarek Feynman, who founded a company called Vittles. We asked him to give us his quick pitch.
Vittles is a peer-to-peer internet company in perishable foods. So we focus initially on baked goods in the Charlotte market. And by that, I mean, think of buying your neighbor or your woman from church or your could be your uncle who makes great pies or cupcakes or raw vegan tarts or whatever the case
Bynum
might
says
be.
It's basically a virtual farmer's market. Vittles, that's with a Z, connects consumers to home bakers and chefs who are certified by the state to sell food.
So the idea is that you're buying from people in your local area, be it bakers or cooks. And also we help you to showcase the story of the baker. So not just showcase the food, but know the story behind it. Also just see what the quality of the food is. Everyone always says they make the best peach cobbler around. And so now you want to see how the community rates that food.
In return for a monthly fee, Vittles provides basic services like marketing and processing payments. Five startup companies made up the first RevTech class. They set up shop at Packard Place. The idea is to get creative people talking and helping each other. Bynum says the water cooler conversations helped him move from alpha to beta mode. That just means he's now a lot closer to being fully functional to the public. After his presentation, Bynum was approached by investor John Warner of Greenville, South Carolina.
What do you need?
What is that?
What do you need?
So, to grow more quickly, up to $300,000 in funding. And then also just help telling a story.
Moments like this played itself out several times throughout the evening. Investors, many with handwritten name tags, approached promising startups to ask what they needed and how they could help. Just a few feet away from Bynum, Flavio Somihayan is pitching his iPad app called iMedicare. It's the first Medicare Part D plan finder on the iPad. It launched in August. Somihayan says it takes pharmacists up to 45 minutes to fill out a lengthy form when patients become eligible for Medicare. He says his app reduces that to about 5 minutes. It costs about $60 to $150 a month. Somihayan says he was able to expand his idea after a conversation with a Packard Place tenant.
Right, it says on the entrance, building communities, which sounds like a lot of fluff, but that's really what it has to happen. You got to have people running into each other, talking to each other, over and over, bouncing ideas. And so he actually helped me develop a new business model for chain pharmacies and retail.
There were three other companies at RevTech. Autopilot, a startup that allows you to book a driver on demand through an iPhone app when you can't or don't wish to drive. The Torch, a website that lets you pass on and manage crucial information to loved ones. And Dataset.io, a new adaptable data management system. Adam Hill, the director of Packard Place, says the five companies will be invited to stay in the space and serve as mentors for the next RevTech class. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.